Hi everyone, I'm Niels and I'm a postdoc at the Max Planck Institute for Eisenforschung in Düsseldorf. I'm also part of the Big Max Research Network, which aims to develop big data-driven materials science. So today I'll present on my personal use of eLab FTW for my experimental materials science workflow. And since you probably already heard from Nicholas, the developer of eLab FTW, you have some ideas, so this will be more of a use case presentation. A little bit of background, basically the vision, if you want to get funding, is we've entered a new era in material science, namely data-driven materials discovery. The idea being that we can reuse and kind of bundle our data that we have to accelerate the development of new materials. The problem is that we currently don't really manage our research data all that well. And what I hope to present in this presentation is perhaps a partial solution is that we can use tools like eLab FTW to improve our data management. Well, so what is the problem? The problem is that our labs, at least in material science, I don't know about other people's labs, but our labs are pretty chaotic. The way that new knowledge is produced is we first start from lots and lots of lab resources like samples, data, instrumentation, and all of these are sort of interconnected in a very complicated graph. We have samples that are related to each other in a hierarchical way, so you make samples from other samples, etc. You use various instrumentation to produce different files in different data formats, and all of that gets sort of funneled down into easily digestible figures and stuff. But if you want to go the other way, so if you want to find out what the details on a certain data point, then usually that's impossible because oftentimes we don't really keep track of all of these interrelations. And so basically once the person who knew the overview and the connection between these resources, once this person leaves, the data in the sample becomes completely worthless. And so for my own work, I'd been thinking for a long time on whether I could find a solution to this problem. And then I stumbled upon eLab FTW, which does a pretty nice job of getting me to organize my work like I want. And so the way I use it is I basically only use the database function to store everything that I think is let's say noteworthy as an item in the database. So I have samples and experiments and sessions. So I mainly do microscopy. So there I store the information about that. Then I also have things like procedures and things like that. But let's just take a look at one of these samples over here so I can demonstrate how I've got it set up. So inside a sample, I'll have a short description and like a thumbnail on what it looks like so I can recognize it. And then I'll have information about where it is, but also the information about, how it's related to other database items in the form of just links, basically. So I have created another sample from this sample. I've done a certain experiment on this sample. So if we go look and go over here, you can see that I've created this transmission electron microscopy sample from the other sample. I also know where it is, and it's linked back to that other sample as being the parent. So we can look in here. We did a microscopy session on this sample, and this is then basically like a notebook, right? So I document which kind of goals I had during this session. I say which techniques or procedures I use, which instrument, which samples, and then it's just saying what I did. And I also upload low resolution thumbnails of the different files that were produced just so I can, go back and quickly figure out, okay, this file was that, and I can search through it. And then I also have links to the raw data in here. So the way I store it now is currently I'm storing it kind of on a network drive here in my house, which is just a drive connected to a Raspberry Pi. It's not ideal, of course, because once I'm outside my house, I can't access this. But at least I know that for now, I could go back if I have a sample. Like everything is now connected the way I want. Data files, previews of data files, how the data was obtained, the samples, etc. And that's kind of the gist of it, really. So that's how I build up my database and kind of the all the knowledge and information that I have. And in many ways, it's kind of similar to a blog, but it's a very powerful blog. So first of, I mean, this I don't r really use that much, all the authorization functionality, because I'm the only user of this instance. But that's pretty powerful. And a second thing, which is quite powerful, is the Python API. So one, I built a very small project to use this Python API to create QR codes. And I want that because the samples that I have, I want to be able to, easily go directly to the corresponding eLabFTW page from the item. So I want to be able to scan a QR code basically with my phone. And to create that, I built this thing. And it's just a small Python tool. It's available on a PyPI. And I've installed it on my Raspberry Pi upstairs, which is connected to like a label printer. So I can basically from here directly send it print instructions. So for example, if we now go in here, let's say we want to list the items just to show you that, okay, no, list eLab items it is. And we want to search for things that, I don't know, have platinum in it. PT, and we want it in the category of sample. So then it will give me everything where the PT is in the name, in the title here, so you can see the correspondence. And it will give me the date and the ID. And then if I want to create a label, for example, for this sample over here, then I would do print sticker, and then just the ID number. Now, I don't want to run upstairs and get the sticker. So I've already created the sticker, and then it looks like this. And basically, then I have a sticker, I stick it on my box, and that will, if I scan it, bring me directly to the right eLab FTW page. So in my opinion, that's already pretty powerful. I can connect the real world to the digital, and there's like a strong, persistent link between all those things as long as I'm keeping things up to date. So in the future, I actually hope, because creating these database items can be quite tedious. Manually, I have to do the links. So I'm thinking of also creating something that would, for me, automatically create certain database entries or fill out some information at least automatically. And this is perfectly possible with the API. So that's pretty powerful, but I haven't done it up to now. But I hope that something like this gives you an overview of what eLab FTW can do, and how you might be able to apply it to your workflow. So thank you for listening, and hope to see you later.